Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Happy Tuesday. Going into Labor Day weekend, feeling real good. My name is Edgar. Good morning, Brian.
I'm just laughing. I don't know if you heard that, but Chelsea's feverishly trying to plug her headphones in.
Oh, man.
One of them days.
I think it's a Tuesday for her that feels like a Friday. She came in yesterday and she's like, 3-day week. We're like, what are you talking about?
It's because I leave on Thursday to go back home to Michigan, so I'm like counting down. Yeah. Like, I know I need to be packed by Wednesday, you know? So, yeah, that's where I stand.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Her brain is halfway to LAX.
I know. Well, I'm fighting this cold. Really? Look at my microphone just fell again.
Chelsea broke her microphone
guys,
one more again, guys.
This is Mercury.
Mercury retrograde? Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Alex, we all look at our social media director, Alex D. Is Mercury in retrograde?
Mercury's in retrograde.
It's affecting me so hard. You said it was going to be bad for me, didn't you? Oh, here we are.
You said it was going to be bad for
me. She did yesterday. She's like, what are you again, Chelsea? Taurus? Oh, it's not looking good for you for the next couple months. I was like, great.
Where do you get this from, Alex D? Please tell her, reverse that right now. Yeah. Reverse.
Yeah, next time just tell me it's going to be good so at least I, you know, don't have an excuse.
Anyways. Everybody clap your hands.
Anyways, you guys can move on. I'll fix this.
No problem, Chelsea.
There we go.
Good morning, Alex D, and you are to blame for everything that's happening in Chelsea's life. Please speak positive things into her life.
Okay, I'll try.
Thank you so much. You did say something positive. Pumpkin spice lattes are back. And it's going to be 80 degrees today. Perfect for that. We also got Tamara on the phone lines. Hit her up at 877-971-HITS. You can call or text there. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Getting ready for that Amp Up Mini Mix at 7:15 this morning. Also, in less than 2 minutes, you know, we're just going to kick it off. It's one of those mornings. If you're having one of those Chelsea mornings right now, we want to hook you up with a four-pack of tickets, right? A ticket for you and three of your friends to party at our Amp End of Summer Bash with Martin Garrix going down Labor Day at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this Monday. All right, family, that's coming up in less than 2 minutes. I want to ask you guys for a favor. I'm just going to need a little bit of... I know, Chelsea, you're having one of those days.
I need a favor right now.
Yeah. Give her a minute.
Yeah.
Producer Brad, can you help me with this?
I just need some extra love and attention for the rest of this week, if that's all right with you guys. Can I count on you guys for that? I just dropped off my wife and my 1.5-year-old daughter at LAX.
You did that this morning already?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I'm hurting, dog. I'm hurt not because I'm like lack of sleep, but like I miss them already.
Okay.
And I know many of you that are listening are like, yo, I'd be stoked if my wife left for a week.
Yeah,
my daughter.
Exactly how I feel. I can't wrap my head around. I get it that you miss them, but also, man, freedom again.
Yeah, bro. But you see, my daughter's still at that age where like she gets excited when I come home. So I want to take advantage of every day. Have you seen my video? Like, she runs to me, bro. It's the most amazing feeling. So I'm gonna miss that. And then to make it even worse, Janet sends me this little audio via text of them on the plane, Southwest right now, going up to San Jose for family reunion. I'll be meeting up with them this weekend. And listen to this.
What do you want to say to Dada?
Dada?
Oh, okay. Dada, we love you.
I think at the end she says, stop being a little biatch, Dad.
Listen,
but
let me translate. Yes. She told you to go out, Pops. Get crazy.
Let's go. I told my boy DJ Majestic, yo, bro, they're leaving me for a week. And then he's like, what are you going to do? He's like legit worried about my life.
We don't know you without Janet and Ariella.
I don't know myself.
I don't know who you are or what
Chelsea.
You're going to do. I can tell you're a little lost right now. You know what?
Not as lost as you, but yes, I am a little lost.
I think you might be more lost than me, actually.
if that's the case, we're in big trouble today.
So I just thought I'd be there for me. Please, guys, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We got an awesome feel-good story for you first, and then the damn he dumb story of the day coming at
you. Damn he dumb.
Right after that for some contrast, all right? this story, man, is just so amazing. 11-year-old heart transplant patient Sophia Sanchez of Chicago had two birthday wishes. One, obviously, to get a heart transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, to get to meet Drake. A few weeks ago, Drake came through and made that wish a reality, and this was her reaction.
Oh, my God!
You asked me to come. I'm here.
So I'm in the Lori Children's Hospital, and look who came to surprise me.
Just for you, my dear.
Drake. Thank you so much, Drake, for coming to see me. It means a lot for you to come and cheer me up.
That is the cutest.
Oh, so cute.
I love kids like that. Because if you would ask her, like, she's probably less excited when she found out about the heart transplant than she was Drake. You know what I mean? Like, she's happy for both, but then, like, you're like, oh my God!
It's Drake!
I can't believe it!
The idea of her, like, sitting there rapping to Drake, too, makes my heart so happy that's, like, her favorite. That's so cute.
And just recently, this just came up on her Instagram account. They just gave her the news that her second wish is also coming true. Listen to this. The moment that they tell her.
My birthday wishes are, and it did happen. Well, one of them did. To meet Drake, and that one did happen. And it was great. And my other wish is to get a heart.
Yeah?
Which is going to happen soon.
Well, guess what? It happened today. You're getting a heart. Congratulations!
I'm getting a heart,
yes.
Mom!
Yes, that's amazing.
Yes, baby.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God!
I know. I love you. Oh my God. Are you happy? Yes.
Oh my gosh. Regardless if you're a parent or not, man, that hits you. Mm. That is such a beautiful story right there. Please check out our video. We put it up on our Instagram stories. Feeling real good for the Sanchez family right now in Chicago. What a beautiful story. And she's just such an angel, man. Even with the Drake stuff, even though everything she was going through, you know, mm-hmm. she's just living life to the fullest. Yeah. Every second, every moment. And I appreciate that 1,000%. So check out that video on our Instagram story at 97.1 Amp Radio. And now for somebody that's not very grateful about life and
time
enjoying
to ruin
it to the fullest, we got the damn heat. Dumb story of the day.
Damn, he dumb.
But it's actually a female. Brian, please break it down.
We've all heard of Bridezillas. This lady is probably the best, and by that I mean the worst Bridezilla. This story went viral on social media. It's written by a family member or cousin or someone of the bride. The bride is identified by the name Susan, which is such an accurate name for how much of a giant bee this lady is. such a Susan. Just such a Susan.
A Susan move.
Right. It's a Susan move. All right, so she was going to get married to a fiance who she met on their family's farm. And they didn't have a lot of money. They say in the post, she went on like a long rant on Facebook about it. Her and her fiance had saved up $15,000 for a wedding. They wanted a fairy tale wedding. So what they did is they invited everybody to the wedding, but also asked that people make donations, pay a certain amount of money. If you were just going to attend the wedding, they wanted you to pay $1,500.
Wait, hold up. If you wanted to go to the wedding, how much did you need to pay per person?
Just the base ticket for this wedding was $1,500.
Wait, what?
They needed $60,000 to do this wedding, and they were like, I guess instead of like doing it the old-fashioned way by starting a GoFundMe.
In what world do you live in, though, that you think people want to pay to go to your wedding?
Well, we'll tell you, because this lady's not, she doesn't live in, like, grounded in reality. Now, I want to believe that this story is completely true, but then again, she's identified by the name Susan. So... Anyways, they sent out this whole thing saying, like, we need money for the wedding. Please help us do our fantasy wedding. It involves plane tickets to Aruba. So they were, like, going all out for this wedding. They needed at least $60,000. Only 8 people RSVP'd for the wedding. And, quote, unquote, we were effing livid.
Whoa.
That only 8 people wanted to come. You needed to pay either $1,000 to $1,500 to get there. This lady was so angry, so enraged at this entire situation. There is a picture posted of a shattered engagement photo, and she ended up leaving her fiance, so they are no longer getting married.
Wow.
By the way, her fiance right now is like, yes!
Dude, I got out just in time. Yes.
Dodged a bullet.
Damn, so not only did she cancel the wedding, but she also just canceled her relationship,
right? Right, dude. If she can't get married in Aruba, she didn't want to get married at all.
Damn.
Wow. Damn, he dumb.
Kind of respect her stubbornness, to be honest.
Right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
The other thing Cardi B likes to do is post nudes up on her Instagram.
Yep, respect, man.
She just went off this weekend on her Instagram Live saying, yo, people try to make me look a little more respectful, reserved. She's like, I'm done with that.
No, yeah.
People still call me a... So might as well continue being a...
Ratchet, mm-hmm. ratchet.
Oh. So get it, girl.
But she said, "Oh, she's like, I used to be a stripper. What do you expect? Like, I'm, she's like, I'm comfortable being naked."
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm also excited. New music. She's teasing with Selena Gomez, Ozuna, which is a huge reggaeton mm-hmm. artist right there. DJ Snake. It's gonna be epic. And she already has a record with Ozuna called La Modelo. It's so good. If you haven't listened to it, check it out for sure. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chels?
Yeah, so a celeb with face tattoos gifted an old man a bong.
So it's a rapper.
Uh-huh. Also, Lady Gaga is releasing a new album, but you know what? It's not exactly what you'd expect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's all going down in the Chelsea Report coming up next. Get excited.
Thank you, Chels. Right after mine with Bozzy, so we'll be back in 30 seconds.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Lady Gaga fans, a.k.a. Little Monsters, mm-hmm. now have a way to put their little monsters to bed because Lady Gaga lullabies are now a thing.
Oh, that's cute. Oh,
poker face. Good job. Well, poker face. That's a little scary, Edgar.
This all sounds scary to me.
I just feel like a clown is going to pop out.
Right.
So weird.
I know. With
like,
a knife.
It is a little bit scary, to be honest. But the new album with Lady Gaga, Lullabies, is coming out. It includes her biggest hits like Born This Way, also Paparazzi, Bad Romance, and it's coming out later this month, September 21st. So there you have it. It could be a good baby shower gift. You
Beyonce's
know?
Got one too. So this isn't the first time they've done this.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting because, I mean, Gaga's a monster. Gaga's like, well, monster, literally, like just in terms of her numbers and how talented she is. But ooh, Beyonce's already got one.
Yeah. So it's like Justin Timberlake. It's a mm-hmm. a lot of artists do. It's interesting.
They say classical music helps your kids like develop their brain better and be smarter. What do you think these lullabies are going to do?
Spring break!
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again real quick.
Lady Gaga. Goo. Oh, I messed it up.
Oh, that was a good
Lady
move,
Goo Goo Gaga.
There it is, Charles!
I thought that was a dad
fake
joke.
Fake a love. Fake a love. Little remix
actually,
of BTS. Thank
you. Kind of sounds like it a little bit. Love. All right, moving on. So, in case you didn't know, Noah Cyrus and rapper Lil Xan are the newest Hollywood party couple that everyone is talking about. Mm. So they also just released a song. What was that, Brad?
Nobody cares.
Everybody cares. So if you didn't know, Noah Cyrus is Miley's little sister. Lil Xan is a new rapper. He's got face tattoos. He went viral about a year ago. He's a big social following. It's kind of the name of his game. But anyways, they made the red carpet debut at the MTV VMAs last week, and it was all PDA. They were making out on the red carpet. I actually interviewed them. And that interview's gone viral. It has like over a million views because people are just fascinated by them. Yeah. But here's a little snippet of them just being all PDA on the carpet.
Look at him. Look at his cute little like face and his smile. And he's like the sweetest ever and treats me like a princess. And when I'm hungry, he gets me chicken nuggets.
Indeed, I really do.
And he tells me I'm beautiful like every 5 seconds of the day. And he's like just the sweetest ever.
I mean, she just sounds drunk.
Well, yeah, they definitely were a bit lit on the carpet, for sure. I think that's why they're entertaining. But the reason why this goes along with the reason why I'm doing this story is because Lil Xan posted a picture on his Instagram yesterday with Noah's dad, who's Billy Ray Cyrus, a country music icon. And it was his birthday, and he posted a picture of what he got him for his birthday. And he got him a bong.
There you go.
And a handful of hand-rolled joints.
Yeah, that's so that Billy Ray Cyrus would be like, it's okay for you to date my daughter. It's all good.
Wasn't it interesting?
Yeah.
Their family's very like open and
cool, man.
Liberal, but it's so funny.
It's not interesting. Billy Ray Cyrus got to lay the smack down, dude. That kid, his name's Xan after Xanax. Like, none of this is okay to me. Like, someone's got, like, that kid, just change. He's got to do, like, don't glorify Xanax, don't glorify drug use. Don't be high on
pills,
a red carpet.
Yeah.
You're 21 years old, man. And your whole following is kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole thing's annoying to me. Like, Billy Ray Cyrus should be like, nah, not, you're not giving me a bong and dating my daughter. Sorry, man. Like, it's my daughter.
Chels, didn't he try to change his name?
Yeah, he tried. His real name's Diego. So he tried to change it recently, and his label wouldn't let him, I guess. I think just because he's
already marketed like that.
And he's also like newer. And also, but the whole thing, Lil Xan, what he says is he struggled with anxiety first. And so he had an addiction to Xanax that
he should be Lil. Yeah. I struggled with anxiety first, but now I don't do addiction. Like the whole thing. And one, his label doesn't give a rat's ass about him. Like, they don't want him to change his name because they want people to find him on social media and make money. They don't really care if he makes it till he's 25.
What's his real name?
Diego.
That's a great name for a rapper.
Lil
Diego.
Just Lil Diego. Diego.
Well, yeah.
Or mid-sized Diego, whatever you want. Yeah. You feel me?
Like, mid-sized, compact what... Diego.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to his label and see what
Chelsea.
We can do, guys.
Congrats on that interview going viral, by the way.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should check it out. It's on Billboard's YouTube if you want to see them be all PDA. But that's all I have for today's Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, you should download the radio.com app and you can listen to our podcast.
Can you give me that lullaby again, producer Brad, please? Thanks, man. Coming up next at 7:10, we got the Amp End of Summer Bash with Martin Garrix. 4 tickets, 1 for you, 3 for your friends. It's going to be epic.
Falling asleep.
This is so scary.
It's very scary.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. And also in the building, we have Alexa. She's real sassy. She's an Amazon Echo that... hates Brian and I, but loves Chelsea for some reason.
I mean, it's
really
I don't
interesting.
Blame her.
Real deal. Pain in the ass. That's what she is.
Let's take it over, man. We got some questions for you that you texted at 877-971 hits. Thank you for those questions.
This is such a dumb.
Whoa.
She's
fired
already...
up already.
Alexa, take it easy.
We're having all sorts of technology problems over here. Mercury's in retrograde. Things are on the counter.
Brian, since when do you this believe in that, poorly. Bro?
I don't. I'm just buying time for myself right now.
He believes in it when it's convenient for him.
I got to get everything hooked up right now. Okay, here we go. I was fielding questions off the text line. Okay. All right, here we go. From Jose in Orange.
What up, Jose?
Should I get my girlfriend a fake diamond ring?
What? No.
Oh, wow. I hope that you didn't actually do that and not tell her.
Whoops.
Here is the thing. She will probably know by looking at it, which is fine because she loves you. The problem is when her one friend who is a jerk sees it and makes a big deal about it in front of people and then she feels embarrassed.
Whoops.
Every girl has that one jerk friend who can spot a fake diamond from a mile away and has no problem pointing it out. They are the worst. Don't let that friend win.
That's right.
And fake purses, too, and fake sandals from the Philippines that are Gucci.
I mean, I always kind of respect it when people buy fake stuff. It's like, why would you get the real thing? You're just setting yourself up as a target for robbery.
Is your Gucci Wu-Tang sweater real?
Oh, hell no. You think Gucci...
No, you have to say that.
You think Gucci licensed Wu-Tang? And do you think that Wu-Tang bothered to ask Gucci?
Wait, what does your girlfriend think about your fake Gucci stuff? Because she likes name brand stuff.
No, you know what? She doesn't want a diamond ring. She wants like a Masonite ring, I believe.
Ooh.
It's like, you know, unless you're like a diamond expert, you can't even tell the difference. She doesn't see the point in spending money on jewelry. Now, granted, she loves like Chanel stuff, but I mean, look at $600 for a Chanel necklace is expensive, but that ain't an engagement ring.
Yeah.
Engagement rings are like a level of what you got to spend like a third of your paycheck or some nonsense.
Some
like
ridiculous.
That.
Yeah. Well, that's why Brian buys fake stuff for himself.
That's right. I can't afford this.
He's a giver. He gives it all to his girlfriend.
Yeah. I really. You know what? Say it's safety. Be like, babe, I would get you a real ring, but then when you're by yourself walking at night, what if you get robbed?
Danger.
I'm doing this for you.
Oh man. All right. If a guy said that to me, I'd be like, I'm out.
you're such a sweetheart.
Whoa!
All right, here we go.
It's just the worst excuse ever.
Whatever. All right, here we go.
See through it.
Get out of here. All right, you got to land a boyfriend first. All right, here we go.
Ooh, that was not Alexa.
I'm trying to move this on.
I
okay.
Be single.
Here we go.
No, let's talk about me.
This question's for me. I have a wedding toast to do this weekend at my brother's wedding. Hey Alexa, should I get hammered before a wedding toast?
For the entertainment sake of everyone at that wedding and their social media posts going viral, I am going to say yes. You should absolutely drink and get faced before you give that speech at the wedding. Get nice and buzzed up so you are happy and free with your words and you speak from the heart. When you are drunk, you say exactly what you actually mean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let being sober get in the way of your feelings. Ha 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 ha. That is terrible advice and the bite of the wedding is going to have you killed.
That's true.
Well, you know you're gonna do it anyways. Get drunk before?
Nah, I'm not going to get drunk before, but I'm definitely not writing anything down. Well, I don't really know. I actually
go
need advice this week.
Well,
I'm not good at... I don't think I'll stick to a script anyway.
Yeah.
You're a happy drunk. You're a fun drunk. Like, when you... I can always tell when we're out drinking and you have, like, 3 beers in, you get this, like, extra smiley.
Well, I hit a point where I'm just being funny to me, and that's where I want to avoid. All right, Alexa, thank you very much for hanging out with us today.
No. Thank you, nerds.
Okay.
Because of you all, a bitch is getting straight up paid.
Really?
What?
For real. I stole Brian's Smart Cup's endorsement.
Well, that's hurtful.
These things are amazing. Healthy energy drink recipe in the cup. All you gotta do is add water. Right. Or in my case, because I'm a bad ass, I add vodka. Go to smartcupsenergy.com and use the code SMART for 15% off your order.
She's being serious.
Carry on with your show, losers. I gotta go count my money. Bye.
Well, that was nice. Turned into a commercial at the end there. Well, apparently this is brought to you by Smart Cups today.
Dang, Alexa's straight making more endorsement money than us. That's dope.
Like Amazon needs it. Get out of here, Jeff Bezos. Stay out of my pockets.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
All right, so yesterday around this time, you heard Tipsy Talk going down with our street teamer, Joe Wow, where we interview real people, real drunks, saying ridiculous things. You met Maritza from Whittier, where the girls are prettier. Producer Brad was just talking about, like, how does everybody from Whittier know that? Is it part of, like, in elementary school after you say, like, the Pledge of Allegiance? And you're from Whittier, where the girls are prettier.
I feel like every girl I've heard say that, I don't believe it.
You know what
I
mean? Oh, come on, bro.
Well, just because they're always so drunk, it just sounds like, I'm prettier! It's like, whoa, you're
more
not.
More like they're littier.
Yeah, sloppier. Littier.
Yes, Chelsea,
like
I love
lit,
it.
You know? Absolutely. If anyone didn't get that, they might not have gotten that.
We
one.
Totally got it. Okay, did you just good. Wake up right now?
No, I was just saying they might not have gotten it. That was a genuine response, Bri.
So yesterday, you met Maritza from Whittier. She was tipsy. And every once in a while, we get the opportunity to talk to the person we interview as a sober person. And somebody texted us her number, recognized her voice, and we're about to call her right now. So, producer Brad, switch over the line once it's ringing and give her a chance to talk, you know? Yeah, bring it over.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Maritza from Whittier, where the girls are prettier?
This is she.
You sound so sweet and innocent.
Oh, you don't even know.
Well, we kind of do.
No, we know. Everybody knows.
Maritza, we're calling you from 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And just going to want to give you a chance to clarify some answers you gave in our Tipsy Talk interview with our Joe Wow street teamer, where you're pretty drunk saying ridiculous things. First of all, can you please confirm this is truly you? Here, listen to this.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Maritza. I'm from Whittier, where the girls are prettier.
I don't know who she is, but yes.
She's like, I don't know if I want to claim that's me.
Exactly.
It's amazing you're able to do that with your voice. Because right now you sound so gentle and sweet. And that person sounded like, I mean, I was a little bit scared. That's what that's going on in these clubs right now.
Maritza, what do you do for a living? What are you getting into right now?
I'm going into interpreting for sign language.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
All right, we also want to ask you about this.
Are you trying to meet a guy out here in Pasadena tonight or what?
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, meet someone and single and mingle and hang out and trying to, like, you know.
Are you still single and mingle and trying to, you know?
No, I'm actually taken.
Wait, stop.
When did that happen?
Yeah, this happened overnight. This weekend.
Oh, no way. That night we met you, it happened?
A couple days after, yeah.
So you go from 0 to 100 real quick. You're from single to mingle to nap, I'm locked up.
Pretty much. I've known him for a while. We've been going out for a while. And then he officially asked me a couple days ago.
Hopefully he didn't hear you this morning on the radio.
Well, he can't hear. He's actually deaf, and I told him about it.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least you're honest.
Can you imagine Maritza sign languaging to her boyfriend about the stuff that's going on the radio right now?
She's like, I'm totally being honest right now.
It's a joke. I'm just joking. Okay, so he has no idea about your summer victory.
No. He doesn't even know. He can't hear what you're saying.
You did say this.
What was your biggest summer victory?
My biggest summer victory was when I hooked up with someone in Mexico. Can't name them, but...
Name him.
His name was Gabriel.
Well, that is true. It happened, but I don't want to talk about it.
Was he the one? Was he the same one that said he wanted to have you for breakfast?
Yes, correct.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew it. Congratulations on your brand new relationship.
Yeah, wow.
Because just this weekend, you're at the club, single, mingle,
taking
and
numbers, you know.
Whatever happens, happens. And then I happen to be in a relationship now.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
I love it, man. She's just living life.
Maritza, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to break it down for us. You want to send a shout out to anybody?
To my sister. Her name's Rio. And
cool
she listens to you guys sometimes.
Oh, thank you.
Just gotta sometimes. Take that up a notch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I would shout out to my boyfriend, but I'll tell him that you guys have me on the radio.
No, we get it. We get it.
That's
everything, okay?
No give him a big hug from us, all right?
Thanks for your time. You guys have a good day.
It's amazing. The contrast from tipsy Maritza from Whittier and the sober. Tipsy, single, sober. in a relationship.
Man, she sounds responsible right now. She did not in the audio when she was drunk.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We're in a judgment-free zone right now, ready to hear you confess your cray. Sometimes you just got to let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it be out there. We got our listener right here, Ann from Whittier. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to ask you this, Ann. Do you want to keep your name Ann and say you're from Whittier, or would you like to change
it? Nope. That's my name because it's not my name.
Oh!
She already did change her name.
You already changed
your
name.
She did the work for us.
I can't wait for this story. All right, AK Ann from Whittier, please. Confessor Craig, you're in a judgment-free zone. Go for it.
This actually happened 15 years ago. I'm 28.
You've been carrying this around for 15 years?
Jeez.
Yeah. Only like close friends and family know. When I was 13... I stole my dad's car with my best friend and her boyfriend and ran away to Mexico.
Wait, what?
He ended up stealing a car and they wanted an accomplice because he got caught. So my best friend, who's getting married on Saturday, was 12. Okay, we were bad kids. And what ended up happening was I was like, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. I'm the accomplice. I was not. I figured, you know, my mom and dad would come and get me. Like, everything's going to be fine. I'm a juvie, whatever. I was wrong. It was like $6,000 for my friend to go home a week later. And I ended up spending 6 months in jail as an accomplice in Ensenada.
Whoa, in Mexico? Did your parents know you were in jail in Mexico?
They didn't find out until, like, somebody American, like, somebody from the embassy came to visit me. And they're like, look, you're in, like... really serious trouble. Like, this isn't something that's just going to go away because you're American. They don't play that down here. Like, you really messed up. But my poor parents drove down every Sunday from Orange, California to Ensenada to come and see me.
Oh my gosh.
What was jail like in Mexico?
At 13 years
13
old.
13 for that long.
It was terrible. Mm. I don't remember a ton of it, but what I do remember, I got beat up almost like every day.
Wow. That is crazy because when you have really traumatic things like that happen to you at such a young age, I'm sure you just sort of like blacked it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn your lesson? Were you on the straight way after that?
No. I came back and I was even worse until I was about 17.
Talk about street cred.
Right, yeah, she came back with tattoos on her neck. And
stuff. You've been in Mexican jail at 13, you come back thinking you're the queen of everything.
Gangster.
So now have you changed your ways? Are you good to go now?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm 28. Yeah. I have a fantastic job. I'm a caregiver. I help people recover or transition to their next chapter. I have four beautiful kids that are all under the age of 5. Mm. And, you know, I'm going through a divorce right now, but my life's good now. It's my calling. I help people die, basically. Like, I'm there the last few weeks of their life. It's a humbling experience to be able to, you know, give somebody that dignity and that respect everybody deserves when they pass.
Yeah.
I love that you said it's a calling in your life, because I think anybody that would be in that situation will want somebody that looks at that position as a calling in life and not just a job.
Yep.
You know, but you're there in those last moments and you try to make it as best as possible by telling them probably these really cool stories.
Yeah, some damn good stories. They're like,
Here's a question, right? And we'll wrap up with this. So let's say as a parent, you've had a crazy past in your teenage years or young adult years. Do you confess all that and do you tell your children about those stories? And are you going to tell your kids about your past?
I am, because it made me who I am. Everybody makes mistakes, and you either learn from them or you keep repeating them.
Man, I wish you would have told my parents that when I was young.
Right? And thank you so much for calling in. Love you for listening to us, and please keep calling in if you got more stories.
Monthly appointment.
Do you feel a lot better now that you confessed that out loud?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to call back next week again.
Can't wait.
Please, please do. What an unreal story. But serious topic here, guys. As a parent, if you have a past that's full of mistakes, do you think it's a good idea to tell your kids about it in hopes that they won't make the same mistakes you did? Or do you think sometimes kids will use that against you?
I don't see
you try to be like, yo, don't be smoking or don't be doing drugs. They're like, you did it too. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see how you could tell. I mean, like, certain things are, you know, like minor offenses. But when you've spent, you know, 6 months in Mexican jail at 13 and you're trying to tell your kids not to break curfew. You're like, at least I'm Stone America, man.
Right, but what do you do in that situation? Give us a call, shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. As parents, is it better to confess all your mistakes to your kids or just kind of keep it to yourself, you know? It's Gloria from Riverside. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gloria, is it a good idea to be open about your mistakes with your kids that you made in your past or keep it to yourself?
I think that there's some things that you need to keep to yourself. I think you can express some mistakes with your child, yet not everything, because they can turn around and use it. And the reason I say that is not only because I'm a parent myself, but because I've used it against my own parents. My grandma told me that my mom used to talk back to her, and when every time my mom would say something, I'm like, well, you talk back to grandma too.
There it is. And
I was a smart mouth, and I've always been a smart mouth, and my mom and I bump heads because of that, but I would always tell her, why are you complaining if I got it from you?
Damn.
I think it's like one of those things where if you're telling your kids something you did wrong to help them realize that mistakes aren't permanent and you can move on from them and learn from them, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just telling them because you just want, like, maybe them to know that the bad things you did, I feel like that there's no learning from that.
There's got to be a lesson behind it, right?
Right, exactly. Like, if you're trying to help them go, like, so your kid, you make kids down in the dumps because you just did something wrong. You're like, listen, man, I made mistakes too. You'll be fine. Like, there's that learning experience. I just don't know if I'd preemptively just start going, yo, man, I stole a car. Went to Mexico.
Story time. Gather around, right, kids.
Well, unless you tell it to them, because unless you let them know, like, I know what you could be up to, or I've been there before. I've played those games. But I know what you're up to late at night.
You better be right, though,
like,
because
I kind of like that.
You better be correct, though. Mm-hmm.
Gloria, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your perspective. Appreciate you. Shout out to your abuelita.
Shout out to my grandma, like my second mama.
Yeah, who told you that so you could use it against your mom.
Right.
I know. I still do at 25.
I still do, she said. Gloria, have a great week. Love you, girl. Happy Labor
Day
weekend.
You too.
Later.
Bye, Tim. Bye.
Ryder from Bell, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Ryder? You're saying it's a good idea to tell your kids about the mistakes you've made in your past, bro. Why do you say that?
I have a 9-year-old myself. I'm 40-year-old now, right?
Yeah.
I have a 9-year-old. And this girl, at 9, I was already driving cars, stealing my parents' cars, getting into trouble. And I tell her all my stories, everything from the time I was 9 to 16 when I ended up in juvenile hall.
Wow.
And she listens. She's captivated by it. But, you know, she's such a good girl. And she just turned 9. And I think, man, at this age, I was already driving a car. By age 11, I was driving a motorcycle.
That's
wild,
bro.
Yeah, but she's such a great kid. She's totally completely different from who I am.
But Ryder, what is your ultimate message when you tell her these stories?
I tell her, don't do what I did. I learned the hard way. Now I'm a successful man. I'm obviously mature.
Congrats.
I told her, I wouldn't have wasted all these years of putting my skills and knowledge to steal cars or to break into houses.
Wow.
I could have applied it to something else. If I would have had a good role model to, like, like an older brother to tell me, like,
yeah,
hey, don't do that stuff. Like, man, go to the military or stay in school. Then,
right.
And then I would have been different, right? So
yeah.
I'm so involved in my kids' life now. I'm just positive. Like, these are the mistakes I made.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I turned out all right. The correctional system worked out for me, but it doesn't work out for a lot of people.
Right. That's dope. Like, hey, here's my wisdom. Do what you want with it, but at least I'm telling you, right? Giving you a heads up. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did to learn your lesson. You can learn vicariously.
Exactly.
Ryder, congratulations, man, on straightening out your life. You sound like you're a present father, amazing father, man. Major props to you, bro. And thank you for listening to us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, later, bro. Christina just texted in from Whittier where the girls are prettier. Whittier repping today. Big time, bro.
Coming in strong.
What up? Says, I have been through hell and back, and I want my kids, especially my girls, to know that they can talk to me about anything because I've been through a lot and I've always want them to turn it around and be better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, because if you try to be a parent that's like, oh, I'm perfect and I've always been perfect, your kids aren't going to want to come to you with, like, issues they're having or mistakes they made. So you're going to be doing stuff behind your back and keeping it from
you. I think the thing about life is, like, understanding at some point in time that perfection's not the expectation, right? Like, you're going to have problems. You're going to hit hiccups in your life. You're going to make mistakes. But it's how you come out on the other side of it, which is why I understand a lot of these parents, especially the ones who've been through, like, tough upbringings and, like, had to be grown-ups. We have a lot of kids out there right now that have to be grown-ups before they are ready to be grown-ups. But inspiring your kids to understand that, like, just a little mistake doesn't have to derail everything, I think, is the important part.
Absolutely, man. The lesson behind that. Always know this, though, and everything that you do, you don't just represent yourself. You represent your family, your culture, your generation. You represent all of us, all right?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And if you feel like you're getting dumber, sometimes I truly feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either dumber, I'm just like forgetting stuff, man. Like, I cannot remember new phone numbers to save my life nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, as a kid, I remembered everybody's first and last name, everybody's home phone number, everything, dude. So I don't know if that's correlated to being smart or not, but my memory's shot, bro.
Like, you just have a maximum capacity for useless nonsense, right? Like, you don't need a number. I mean, now you got your phone, but if you ever lose your phone, you're like, I don't know where I'm at on this planet.
Exactly. So if you are feeling like you're getting dumber, here are two science-backed things that are potentially causing this in your life, all right? So according to a new study, air pollution legit makes you dumber. We live in Southern California, everybody.
That's not good, like, for us.
Causes brain damage, like just kills parts of your brain that have memory.
So this study found that prolonged exposure to dirty air has a significant impact on your cognitive abilities, especially, not a surprise, you ready for this? In men. Ladies, now you know why. It's the air pollution.
Blame it on smog.
Yeah, that's not going to be the excuse. Can I imagine the fights that are going to go down today between boyfriends and girlfriends? We live in LA. Hello, the smog.
Duh, man. We need those Santa Ana winds to clear it out so I can be smart again.
So, ladies, if you want to date a smart man, go up to Big Bear. You know what I'm saying? So, there's that situation. Also, the second thing that's causing you getting dumb is straight up hangovers. Scientifically proven now, University of British Columbia saying that having a hangover actually legit reduces the electrical activity going on in your brain, which affects your function short term, and during your body's recovery period, it's just damaged. You can't learn new things, and your language is impaired. It's just terrible. Mm-hmm. So those two things, smog and hangovers, are making you dumb.
But like the smog one, actually, like, kind of shocking. And that's something like you can't really, you know, control because of the air quality.
Right.
But hangovers, like, who's shocked by that, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Who's woke up with a hangover on, like, a Sunday and been like, boy, I feel like taking the SAT right now. I'm an ace, that thing. Like, no, you feel like a moron. You can't remember anything. You blacked out the night before. You're like, how did I get, where did this bruise come from on my leg?
Question everything.
This bruise.
Did I fall down? We've all played that game. Well, maybe not Edgar. I don't know if Edgar's played this game of where did I get this bruise
Brian
from.
Brian and I, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I play it every Sunday morning.
It's not looking good for us.
You guys would be surprised. You guys would be surprised. But I'm a married man now, so I know where my bruises come from.
Okay.
Wild sex.
Yes, with my wife. And why does it make it awkward when a married man talks about making love to his wife?
Because
I don't know why. For some reason, though, what it does when you do. I don't know, it's everyone.
It sounds so polite. Like, Edgar walks in like, hello, sweet madame. Would you like to make love with me?
Yes.
Like, with us single people who aren't married, it's like, whoa, let's pop some champagne and get weird. No?
Have you ever said to Janet, let's get weird?
Now you guys just reminded me that I dropped off my wife at the airport this morning.
Oh, okay, so this is a good
And home alone.
He's going to be getting weird by himself for the rest of the day.
That even makes me feel comfortable.
So wear an oxygen mask and don't drink a lot of alcohol and you'll be smarter. And ladies, date men up in high elevations, about 7,000 feet and higher. You got Wrightwood, Mountain High, you got Big Bear. Or wait for the Santa Ana winds to clear this stuff up, especially in the IE. It gets real polluted out there.
You're pitching all these mountain men to these ladies. Go get some guy who's up there trapping beavers. He's a genius.
No pun intended.
I'm going to be single forever.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. So, you know, this morning, we've been blessed with all kinds of ladies calling in from Whittier where the girls are prettier, and they all say that. So I got a DM right now from Maritza, and she's like, oh yeah? Well, I'm Maritza from LA, where we know how to slay.
Ooh, all right, Maritza.
I see you, Maritza. Too bad she goes for America, not Chivas, though. She also has
I'm
that
down
part.
With that. We need one for Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, Rancho folk, call in. What's yours?
What's your thing? Like, whatever city you're from, what's your slogan there for the ladies or dudes? Yeah. Any type of slogan you may have.
Cowabunga? That's what I came up with that one.
Try. So you'd be like, let's say you were from Rancho Cucamonga. So hi,
Hey, this is Chelsea from Rancho Cucamonga, where the girls know how to cowabunga. No?
Yeah?
Man, that was strong.
Okay, well, I didn't know what else it could be.
That was good. All right, good times. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, hopefully no more slogans.
Cowabunga!
Cowabunga, dude! Totally, dude!
So, surprise, this chart-topping musician is already married.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and I have a new dance challenge for you, so get ready, Brian. I know you're excited.
I want the no more dance challenge. I'm going to slay that one.
Yo, for real, let's start it. And let's just do a video of us standing there.
Yeah, just sit there, man.
No one's going to like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a little bit better than Rancho Cucamonga, Slay.
Cowabunga. Okay, get it right. that's coming up at 8:48 in the Chelsea Report.
Speaking about dance challenges, In My Feelings should be the last one. It ended it all. It was amazing.
Well, Zoom was cool. We liked Zoom, the Zoom challenge.
That was cool, too.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So it looks like the Ginger Jesus, a.k.a. Ed Sheeran, is already married, you guys.
What?
You oh, my gosh.
That was so sincere, Brian.
Oh my gosh. Wowzers.
So get this, in a new interview, he's asked about the specifics about his future wedding plans. Mm-hmm. And instead of answering it, he goes completely quiet, turns red, and points to his ring. And now he's a man of few words, so the audio I'm going to play for you, just so you know, it's not great, but I'll kind of walk you through it, okay?
Thank you, Chelsea.
What about the wedding details? Have you picked a date? Do you know where? Do you know when yet?
Dramatic silence. He's pointing at his ring.
All right. That's exciting. Yeah. Congratulations, my friend. How did you manage that?
I never really do anything too public anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
What?
That's true.
There it is.
Except perform in front of millions of people. That's pretty public. What the hell are you talking about, Ed Sheeran?
He's talking about his personal life, Brian. But,
my God.
You know, I'm happy for him. My Sheerio heart is a little broken because I
You thought you had
him.
A shot?
You know, one likes to think. Oh. I just
Wrong.
Love it. I just
no, I'm just saying no. He's been happily with his girlfriend for a really long time, and then fiance, and obviously now his wife. So it's pretty cool. That's got to make you happy that he's happy,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, and this is like his high school sweetheart. So it's kind of a cool story. Like, they rekindled a couple years ago. And so, you know, I'm happy for him. It's exciting.
Do you think he was already married when he came through here at Pasadena? Just like, what is it, like a week ago?
Yeah, I'm sure he had to be, right?
Right?
Well, this kind of like takes the whole, you know, we had that discussion about when he got engaged, he was like, men should wear engagement rings. Well, now, I don't know, like, was he ever engaged?
Yeah.
Because I kind of like the idea of men wearing engagement rings just to kind of be like, yo, we're committed to this. We're 50-50 from the jump. But now it's kind of like, well, where are you? Were you just lying to us? And now it's like...
It was a cool story, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and he's off the market. There you go. All right, another day, another dance challenge to clog up your Instagram feed. And this week we have the K-pop boy band BTS to thank. You can stop me loving myself.
So
it's a long snippet right there.
Keep going with that?
I appreciated that, though.
Everybody listening just saw the dance challenge when they were hearing that song right there.
But it is to that part of the song. So basically, it's their new song, Idol, which you just heard. And J-Hope, one of the members in the band, kicked it off by posting this video of him dancing to that part of the song. But the problem is...
What's the problem?
It's really hard.
He's like, too good at dancing.
Yeah,
the
dance that he did, like, I can't do it. I don't know. I think it's like you really have to be a good dancer to pull it off.
We got an email from the social media department like, hey guys, just in case, # idol challenge. And I opened the video and I was like, you can just knock that right off. All right? Like, the Shiggy challenge was invented by a comedian. Mm-hmm. And that's funny because he's not a great dancer. It's just some silly thing. This dude is on the roof like breakdancing.
Yeah.
Probably not going to embarrass myself with that one.
Yeah, we probably won't do that here. And I mean, you know, Edgar, maybe you could do it.
Thank you, Chelsea. I appreciate that. I'll give it a shot.
We're going to do the old no dance challenge.
Yeah,
I think
you ready?
That's for
ready
us
for
grown
that?
Men.
This is how it goes. Ready? The # no dance challenge.
Crushed it.
Well, that's
crushed
just boring.
It.
Nah, Chelsea, it's going to pick up. You're going to see it.
Okay, we'll see about that. All right, you guys, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, you can download the radio.com app and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning, 9:09 right now. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. My question to you today is, has there ever been a time where you left your significant other at home alone to hold down the fort and they had an epic fail? Hit us up via text or call us. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Brian, break it down, bro. What did you do?
Well, this past weekend, I was in Atlanta, and my girlfriend and I have two dogs. We have a little long-haired chihuahua, little mutt, I'm not sure what else she is, but Moxie. And she's this little kind of kangaroo. But we've got a golden doodle named Leo.
Beautiful.
And that's Jessica's little baby.
Your girlfriend.
Like, yeah, she loves him. So Jess was working. I was in town. So I was like, you know what? Leo, buddy, and Moxie, let's go to the park.
Oh, like, so responsible.
Yeah,
of you,
she's
bro.
At work, and I'm like, you know what, man? Let's take the dogs out. I don't get to see them all that often, so when I'm back, I like to make it memorable because they're my little guys. So we go to Piedmont Park in downtown Atlanta. It's a beautiful park, and they have an amazing dog park that's huge. And Leo loves to run, man. And I was like, you know, let's get him all tired. He'll go home and sleep. Jess is gonna be super happy. Well, I didn't know that it's been kind of storming and rainy lately, and so underneath this bridge, there was like a mud puddle that can only be described as something you'd see on like a pig farm.
Oh yeah, dude. I saw the video. It is huge.
Yeah. I'll send the video to Alex to post on Amp Radio's Instagram. But so Leo, he's running around this puddle. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, this is just the thickest mud. It's disgusting. It smells like sewer. It is so gross. And he's just kind of, then he starts walking in it. And I'm like, don't, but listen, man, don't.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Don't, like, and he's so curly, you know, blonde hair. Like, he's such a pretty dog. And I'm like, don't do it. Then he starts, like, gets this big smile on his face, and he starts, like, army crawling through it. And I'm like, no, no,
stop
no!
right there.
Big trouble, big trouble, big trouble. Then he starts to roll over in it, and I'm like,
doing it on purpose.
For the love of God, no. Then he gets out of the mud puddle, and I have nothing to wash him off with.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I have a sheet in the back of the car, so I basically, like, put the sheet around him. I'm like, do not get mud in Jessica's car. Like, she's got her car detailed, like, clean. Ooh. And he just got groomed, so I go home. I have to spray him off with the hose. Then I have to wash him in the bathtub. Then I spray him off the hose again because this mud is so thick and disgusting. Right. And then after that, he still smells like a sewer.
Oh, no, bro.
And she just paid, like, way too much money at some fancy dog grooming place to get him groomed because, like, he's going to be staying at a friend's house this weekend while we're at my brother's wedding. And she looks at me. She's like, you got to be kidding me. I just got him groomed. And I was like, I just thought it'd be a fun thing for him.
Yeah, that's what happened when we leave Brian home alone. You know, the intention was good, bro. You know, I'm going to take the dogs out for a walk and whatnot. Has there ever been a time where you left your significant other at home alone to hold down the fort? You're like, they're an adult.
You got this.
They got this, right? I mean, Brian, he's got a couple master's degrees and whatnot. I went to college.
I can keep an eye on a dog and not ruin the entire day.
877-971 hits. Call or text. Can't wait to hear your stories. Carrie Ann from Cyclamenta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever left your man home alone to hold down the fort and just failed at it?
Yeah. I came home to the fire alarm going off and the water coming down the water fixture into the living room.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Wait, what happened? How are both of those things happening at the same time?
Right? I think every mom in the world can make dinner with the kids and do laundry at the same time, but apparently he couldn't.
Apparently.
Multitasking fail.
You got to stop having so much faith in us men, Carrie. Yeah? It's going to, you know, it's going to continue failing you.
Yeah, he preheated the oven with the saran wrap in the oven, so that melted all over everything.
Mistake.
Buddy, that is one of those ones where you look at somebody and you're just like, oh, bless your dumb little heart. You put the whole pizza in there with the saran wrap and the cardboard.
Just how he got it from Costco.
Exactly.
Threw it right in there.
Right in the box. Just shove the whole thing in there.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I actually did that a few months ago.
See?
I totally did that. I was like, why is the alarm going off? Why does it smell like something's burning? And I'm like, oh, that's a blonde moment. Yeah. Yep.
Chelsea's like, but the wrapping said easy to make.
Yeah.
So I just threw it in there as
wow.
is.
Wow. Epic fail.
DiGiorno boxes are flammable?
Yeah. I did it. I'll admit. You know what?
So what else happened, Carrie Ann?
Yeah, how did the water, what happened with the washing
machine? So then he thought he would be helpful and do some laundry. He was soaking something in a sink upstairs, but then the fire alarm went off. He rushed downstairs, leaving a faucet on upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
So he was handling the melting saran wrap in the oven, and then water started coming. And the light was on when the water was coming down through the light fixture when I walked in. I was like, turn off the light.
Oh my
what
gosh.
Are you doing?
So do you not leave him home alone anymore?
No, he's usually pretty good. That was just his fail moment.
You need to get a nanny cam for him. That's what my wife does. And then just check in on him.
Yeah, we have one.
Carrie Ann, love you for that story. Please give your husband a big shout out right now.
Joe and San Clemente, we love you to bits, Dad.
Even if you almost caught the house on fire.
Right. Even if we have to have like a huge house insurance policy.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Later, Carrie Ann. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Taryn from Burbank. Good morning.
Good morning.
Taryn, have you ever been in a relationship? You were left home alone to hold down the fort and you had an epic fail?
Yes, I have.
What did you do, Taryn?
So I went to install a dimmer switch in our bathroom, and I guess like with dimmer switches, you have to have a certain voltage, or I don't even know if I'm using the right terms. It seems simple enough. I ended up blowing all of the lights out on our bathroom, and this was like Friday morning when I did that. So all the way through until Sunday evening when he came back home, I had to use the restroom and do everything like get ready in the dark.
Like a cell phone light.
Yeah, we had a huge like family event that Saturday. So I had like all these cell phone lights because there's no windows in our bathroom.
Oh, no.
Cell phone lights going on. I had like the book LED lights attached to the mirror that I could click the switch on. It was ridiculous.
That's like one of those things you get in the car and you look at your makeup job and you're like, oh no, this didn't go over so well.
You're having a party. You're having a party at your house, you guys. It's a theme party. It's like Game of Thrones with candles. Do you know how to install electrical things, or did you just like roll the dice with your life on that situation?
Okay, so I know how to install basic electrical things, but we live in like a way old condo, so I just didn't even compute the fact that it wasn't as recent as like a house from now, so I totally messed it up.
There's always YouTube, and then I get frustrated because it has so many ads. I'm like, I'll just do it by myself. And then this happens.
And then try watching YouTube in the dark.
Taryn, thank you so much for confessing to this. This is really cool.
Yeah,
it makes us
welcome.
Men feel a little bit better that we're not always failing. You know, girls fail too.
We do, very rarely. But we do.
Just like, very rarely. Love you, Taryn. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, guys.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
My name is Edgar. We got Brian and Chelsea chilling. We got the dopest moment of the morning you're about to hear right now. Goes out to AK and from Whittier with the Girls Are Prettier. That's not her government name, and you're going to find out why in just a second. She changed it up on us because she called to confess her cray this morning and had one of the most gangsta stories ever told on our show. Check this out.
When I was 13, I stole my dad's car with my best friend and her boyfriend and ran away to Mexico.
Wait, what?
He ended up stealing a car and they wanted an accomplice because he got caught. So my best friend, who's getting married on Saturday, was 12. Okay, we were bad kids. And what ended up happening was I was like, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. I'm the accomplice. I was not. It was like $6,000 for my friend to go home a week later, and I ended up spending 6 months in jail as an accomplice in Ensenada.
Whoa, in Mexico?
My poor parents drove down every Sunday from Orange, California to Ensenada to come and see me.
Oh my gosh.
What was jail like in Mexico?
At 13 years old.
13, for that long.
It was terrible. I got beat up almost like every day.
Did you learn your lesson? Were you on the straight way after that?
No. I came back and I was even worse until I was about 17.
Talk about street cred.
Right, yeah, she came back with tattoos on her neck. And
you get the Mexican jail at 13, you come back thinking you're the queen of everything.
Gangster.
Thankfully, she's straightened up her ways nowadays, and she actually does something really amazing. Check out our full podcast. Download the app radio.com. Take us for to go. Or for to stay if you're just chilling at the pad. It's a great way to listen to us.
Man, that if your 13-year-old goes to a Mexican jail for 6 months, right? And comes back, like, what are you ever going to be able to threaten them with? Like, time out! You're going to be in your room, young lady!
The roles reverse at that time.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, the bill collector called. You put your 13-year-old daughter on the phone.
So true.
Yeah, well, my daughter was in Mexican jail. Talk to her.
That's hilarious. You'd have them handle everything for you.
Hey, there's this mom. Yo, there's this coworker of mine that's bothering me at work. Do you mind paying them a visit? No problem, Mom. I got you. All right, man. Yes, Ortiz coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio. And get ready to win big in about 15 seconds. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, all right? No one or anything deserves that power over your life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.